How you doing, everybody? I'm Nina Taylor with this week's Gospel News. An award-winning duo featuring Memphis gospel legends Ted Wynn and Sherry Jones Moffitt, known as Ted and Sherry. They released their debut albums, The Healing Starts Right There, independently in 2001. They entered the mainstream in 2005 with the arrival of their acclaimed sophomore effort, Celebrate, which included the chart-topping title cut. Wynn and Jones Moffitt spent the next several years charting successful solo careers, but reunited once again in 2021 and unveiled the singles God Can Heal It and Now I Know. Wynn and Jones Moffitt met in the early 1990s while performing with the Memphis-based gospel choir, The Voices of Binghamton, later known as Kevin Davidson and The Voices. The pair left the group in 1995 and began operating as a duo. They inked a deal with Word Records ahead of their release of their sophomore album in 2004, which soared to the top of the Billboard gospel charts and releasing a string of successful singles and albums. Chandler Moore is a Dove and Grammy Award-winning singer, songwriter, and worship leader with a style and sound that seek common ground between gospel and mainstream audiences. Known for his partnership with Maverick City Music and chart-topping collaborations with Kirk Franklin, Justin Bieber, Dante Bow, Elevation Worship, and Tori Kelly, Chandler Moore released his debut solo album, Feelings, in 2020. He followed it up in 2023 with the collaborative album, The Maverick Way, then released his own single in 2024 called Lead Me On. He was born in Charleston, South Carolina, grew up in a deeply religious household, attending church regularly under his pastor father. He eventually became the music director at a small church, and before long, he was serving as a background vocalist for Ty Tribbett and Travis Green. An avid composer, Moore contributed to songs for Tribbett and Bree Barbano while also releasing solo material, culminating in the arrival of his first solo effort entitled Feelings in 2020. The LP debuted at number 4 on Billboard's Top Gospel Albums charts when Moore had already established himself via hit collaborations with KJ Scriven, Man of Your Word, and Dante Bow, Voice of God. His 2021 feature on Justin Bieber's All She Wrote helped establish Moore outside of the gospel arena, while his work on the Elevation Worship and Maverick City Music collaborations, Old Church Basement, landed him his first Grammy Award. During this Women's History Month, let's remember the work of Katherine Johnson, born in 1918. She passed in 2020. She's a trailblazing mathematician. Johnson performed calculations that propelled NASA's space flight program. She mapped the flight of Alan Shepard, who became the first American in space in 1961. Johnson's contributions to space exploration and those of other African American mathematicians and engineers were celebrated in 2016 in the Hollywood blockbuster film Hidden Figures. She was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2015. Here's this week's top 10 gospel songs. Number 10, Don't Give Up by Ernest Pugh. 9, Yahweh, Jason Nelson. 8, Change Your Mind, Fred Hammond, Keith Staton, and Marcus Cole. 7, Deserve to Win, Tamela Mann. 6, Only One Way Home, the Mississippi Mass Choir, featuring Paul Porter. 5, Never Be the Same, Dietrich Haddon. 4, Lead Me On, Chandler Moore. Number 3, Javon, DaJuan, and the Trap Stars, featuring Zacardi Cortez with Without You. Number 2, Sunshine from Nia Allen, down from number 1. This also features Jordan Armstrong, and our number 1 song from B.B. Winans, featuring Gerald Albright, and it's entitled Father in Heaven Right Now. Well, that's your top 10 songs and your gospel news. I'm Nina Taylor, reminding you to connect with me on all social media outlets. You can do that by way of my website at msninataylor.com. Now, let's get back to more great gospel music on this great station.